If you look at a public school textbook, chances are you won't see much written from Native American perspectives. As Thanksgiving approaches, WXXI's Noel Evans visits a classroom to see how one librarian is addressing what the textbooks are not.
What do you know about the first Thanksgiving?
Emmerich Wilson is a librarian at Roberto Clemente Elementary School in the Rochester City School District. Instead of teaching Thanksgiving from a textbook, she's working from a speech written by the late Wamsutta Frank B. James, a Wampanoag Native American activist.
I am bringing up the point that there are people who feel that Thanksgiving is not a day of celebration. It is a day of mourning, and then explaining what mourning means.
In 1970, James was asked to give a speech at a 350th anniversary celebration of the Pilgrims' arrival to North America. This is part of what he wrote.
The Pilgrims had hardly explored the shores of Cape Cod for 4 days before they had robbed the graves of my ancestors and stolen their corn and beans.
But he wasn't allowed to give that speech. Instead, organizers gave him a prepared statement to read, but he refused to participate at all. That same year, James's speech was suppressed. He and the United American Indians of New England held the first National Day of Mourning on Thanksgiving Day to grieve the atrocities endured by Native American people. Typically, students in U.S. public schools never learn about James or the Day of Mourning in their textbooks. Peter Jemison of the Seneca Nation is the site manager at Canandaigua State Historic Site. He says that the textbooks oversimplify and omit historical record.
If you look at them, and I have looked at them, I've looked at the ones that the Rochester City Schools are using, it is American mythology.
Back in the classroom, Wilson is trying to change that. She asks the fifth grade students to share what they know of the first Thanksgiving between settlers and the Wampanoag people.
Well, I heard this song, and it said that the Pilgrims sailed the Mayflower, and then they crashed at Plymouth Rock. And then while they were at Plymouth Rock, they built like a, they started building houses, and then they started building crops. And then they found out that some Indians lived there, and so I believe that they helped them out.
Wilson says that these are the kinds of misconceptions she's hoping to address.
Those images that we were bombarded with through movies and cartoons and all those stereotypes, and that's what we grow up knowing because that's what we grow up seeing.
For Wilson, she says she didn't learn about Native American history until college, and that she believes it's her duty to share what she knows with her students based on facts, not myth.
The textbooks don't always want to share all sides, you know, and so it's very important that that information be exposed. And I think I would be remiss if I knew something and I didn't share it with my kids.
Wilson reads part of James's speech to her students, but not all of it. They run out of time. Instead, she asks students to reflect on what they've learned about the first Thanksgiving.
We think of it like it's just a day, like we love and eat and stuff like that. But no, what really happened was the stuff back then that was like horrible stuff, not really love and day and stuff.
It's really sad that they had power and that they got to have food and they got to have shelter, but then people took it away. So I would just like to thank the people for trying their best to stay alive.
Peter Jemison, who works with various schools that visit Canandaigua, says that while more is being done now to bring Native American consciousness to the forefront, it isn't enough.
The challenge is that versus one day when people think, you know, we're going to acknowledge Native Americans, we wish a greater effort was made within the educational system to actually educate people about who are the original people that lived here and who are the original people that are still present within our territories.
Noel Evans, WXXI News.